from Anshe Spar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Parshat Vayetze, 10 takes on the ladder of Jacob, the Sulam Yaakov. We know that Yaakov was heading to find a bride for himself, to find his wives, and Vayachalom, he had a dream. V'hinei Sulam Mutzavartz, and behold, there was a ladder that was affixed on the ground, Rosho Magia Shamayma, and the head of it was in the heavens. V'hinei, and behold, Malachei Elokim, Olim Yodim Bo, there were angels of God who were going up and going down on it. V'hinei Hashem Nitzav Alav, and above his own head was God himself. And God said he would protect him and bring him back to the land of Israel. And the question is, what does this dream represent? Usually you have a dream. Joseph had a dream. He knew what it meant. Jacob, everyone, the brothers, everyone understood what it meant. Pharaoh had a dream. Joseph understood what it meant. Later, Jacob will have a dream later in the parsha. We know what it means. What does it mean that he sees a ladder with angels going up and angels coming down, and then God is above it? What does that represent? 10 takes on what that means. Take number one. Rashi says it has to do with where you are. It's a matter of place. It's a matter of recognizing that Jacob is changing, he's transitioning from Israel to outside of Israel. In the land of Israel, there is one level of divine providence represented by certain angels. Those angels are going back up, and he'll now be represented by other angels who will guard him, but in outside of Israel. We're guarded in a different way. When you're in Israel, or you're outside of Israel, there's a different relationship with God, with the angels, with protection from God, but there is protection. Be a person in the land of Israel, outside the land of Israel. God is with Israel, Jacob, and the Jewish people. It has to do with a place and history. The Ibn Ezra has many interpretations that he shares, from some his own, some others. Take number two is a midrash that he quotes, that's Sinai. The Sulam and Sinai, ladder, and Mount Sinai have the same gematria, the same numerical equivalent. So it's about an event, the event of Sinai. What does that mean? As Rabbi David Tzvi Hoffman said, what connects heaven and earth? The mitzvot, which perhaps we received at Sinai. The Midrash goes further and says, well, why is it Sinai? Because at Sinai, Moses and Aaron went up, Joshua, the elders, they went up, and then the angels and God came down on the mountain. Take number three, also in the Ibn Ezra, it represents either the neshama or the machsheves hachochma, either your soul, the idea that the soul goes up and it comes down. It goes up to heaven when we die. It goes up when we contemplate great things. It comes down to us from heaven. It's the soul. It's about the person. It's a dream about himself, about who he is. He's a neshama. Or, says the Ibn Ezra, the machsheves hachochma, it's about wisdom. The wisdom, you get wisdom from above. You think of ideas below. You send them up. Ideas come down to you. It's about machsheves hachochma, wisdom that goes up and down. This idea that Rav David Tzvi Hoffman said it represents Sinai. You take number four, that it's about another mitzvah, not the mitzvahs themselves, but the mitzvah of prayer. It's about prayer. The Ibn Ezra quotes a certain Yeshua who said that it was, and the Barbanel agrees, and the Shaddal agrees, that what? That your prayer goes up, the angels, so to speak, sort of escort your prayer up, and then your Yeshua, your redemption, and the answer to your prayer, comes down, and also by God's messengers, the angels, which means messengers, they come down and they make sure that it actually happens. It's about not the mitzvah of all the mitzvot, as Rav David Tzvi Hoffman said, Sinai, but it's about the mitzvah of prayer and how that works. Take number five is also in Ibn Ezra, and the Tur says it as well, it's about an idea. It's about the idea that Hashem is above everything. The Ramban says it also. He says the angels are not in charge. You know, Jacob, you're great at angels. He's an angel expert. He's an angelologist. But Hashem is above all the angels. Hashem is above this ladder. And that God is in charge of everything. He sends his messengers down and they take care of everything. So it's about an idea. It's conveying the idea that don't worry, Jacob. God is in charge of everything. Take number six. Rabbi Yosef Bechor Shor, another rabbi from France, he says Well, we know. If angels are going up and down from this place, then Zeh Shaar HaShamayim, this must be the gateway to heaven, because the angels come here to get here and to go back. They must live here. This must be a place where we have to establish a house for God. In fact, the Midrash says, I think related to this, that this is the altar. The altar, what do we do? The Kohanim, the priests, they go up to the altar and they come down on the ramp on the altar. So it's all about the priests going up and down. It's about a certain place. It's not about Eretz Land of Israel. It's not about where he's going. It's about this Beis HaMikdash place, where the place where he is. Take seven is Rav Avraham ben HaRambam, the Rambam's son, who says very simply, it's the prophecy, stupid. No, he doesn't say that, but in other words, it's about prophecy. It's the image of prophecy itself, and we'll get back to that in a moment. Take number eight. Pirkei Rebbe Elazar, one of the Midrashim, says they go up and they see on the throne of God there's an engraving of an image of a righteous person. They come down and they see Jacob, and it's the exact same image. Says Rabbi Salvechik, most of us have a split personality. There is the ideal Joel Finkelstein that's up in the heavens, and then there's one here. Here you see what you get. It's not what it's supposed to be. But when it comes to Yaakov, Jacob, our forefather, there was no split personality. The ideal platonic Jacob was the same as the Jacob right here. It was one in the same. It's about the person. Just like Ibn Ezra said it was about the neshama, or about his thoughts, the Pirkei Rebbe Elazar, or Salvechik, they say it's about the person, it's about Jacob himself. Number nine, take nine. It's about an event. It's about all of Jewish history. The angels, you know who has angels, says the Ramban? The nations of the world. The nations of the world, they don't relate directly with God. They have their own guardian angel. It's very special. They have a guardian angel. But we have a direct relationship with God. We are we report directly to God. Others through the angels. Maybe that's why nations of the world prefer various intermediaries to God, because they relate indirectly. We have this kind of direct relationship with God. And these nations, they go up, they go down. Rome goes up, Rome goes down. The Greeks go up, the Greeks go down. The Babylonians go up, down. But the Jewish people, God is above all, and God will save us from all of these nations. Take 10. Rosham Shefral Hurst says it represents Jacob's she'ifot, Jacob's desire, his aspirations. The dream says, Jacob, you want to find a wife, you want to make a living, that's great, but have even higher aspirations. Aspirations for heaven, aspirations for God, aspirations for bringing God down, back down on earth. That's the ultimate aspiration. Don't forget your mission. The role of Jacob, the role of Israel, is to bring godliness to this world. God is above all. Aspire to the heavens. That's the message. But the Midrash Lekach Tov, which was really a medieval work around the time of Rashi, he says, the truth is, it's the only dream that we have that has no solution. And I'd like to suggest that the reason it has no solution, I think Lekach Tov says this, is because if you take the approach of Rabbi Avraham, son of the Rambam, that this dream represents prophecy itself. He had a dream, and what is it? What is a prophetic dream? Angels going up and taking your ideas and your thoughts, bringing down the prophecy, connecting God and the person, the prophet. So that's what it is. It's nothing else. There's no content to this dream. It is what it is. The tenth take is that seventh take, the take of Rav Avraham ben HaRambam, the Rav Avraham, the son of the Rambam, that the content of the dream is the idea of prophecy itself. This is the first true prophecy where God brings the word down to the human being, and that's, yes, it's the idea of Torah, it's the idea of prayer, the idea of Sinai, but ultimately this is the idea of prophecy itself. So there's a debate. Is this dream, does it represent places, events? Does it represent mitzvot? Does it represent certain ideas or ideals? Or does it represent prophecy itself? Those are 10 takes on the ladder of Jacob. You choose. Thank you for joining us here for the Anshei Sfar Beth Elmeth congregation for our discussion of Parshat Vayetzeh. Join us each week for a discussion of the holidays in the Parsha. And thanks to our producer, Jason Lefkowitz.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.